This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
The very handsome Jewish man, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Peter Rosenberg!
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to ENN. That's it?
Ray Rowe.
On TV.
Jeez Louise, Papa Cheese.
What's going on?
I'd like to start off tonight's ENN by saying a big hello to our friends at Security Dodge. Go see Michelle Scalise.
Come get some!
Yeah!
Now, let me start off by saying good evening to Michael.
She didn't juggle. She jiggled.
I don't remember that being. Did you send video or is it just a picture?
Yeah, it was a picture. How would you know?
It was a video.
Okay.
It was our greetings. Our greetings from.
It was terrific. She didn't
your mother.
Juggle. She jiggled.
And to Don.
You're not Cam Newton.
And to Don.
He's not going to do a thing for you, Edgar. Not a thing. He won't do nothing. Zero.
Your mother. And to Mike Tyson.
Spinal.
And to Mike Tyson.
David Rosenberg.
And to Dave.
Your mother.
Well,
how do you do that?
Was honestly. Tyson calling you David Rosenberg?
Is that David Rosenberg.
He used to always, it took years for him to call me Peter. Years.
And you could still consider him a friend?
Yeah, it was part of his charm. He knew another Dave Rosenberg, and for some reason he just always called me Dave. We did a full episode of our Hot 97 TV show about that, and Tyson was on the show, and we played it out as a storyline on the TV show. I got to act in scenes with Mike Tyson, me as myself, him as Mike Tyson. It's pretty fabulous. You know what, Don? I won't tell Michael. He doesn't care about my life, my career, my journey, or anything about me as a man. But I would tell you, the Hot 97 TV show. Is on, you can watch it on Amazon.
Okay.
On Amazon Prime. You have to pay for it. It's like $20 or something for the season. But it's there, and the Tyson episode is, it's fantastic.
Was this like when like Stern was on Channel 9 back in the day? Remember that?
Mm-hmm, I do.
No,
during the Butt Bongo Fiesta days?
No, it's not like a Butt Bongo Fiesta. It was like a fake reality show. It was like a comedy reality show, essentially.
Was Ebro in it?
Yeah. Interested now?
Yeah. that interests me.
Will you pay the $20?
For Ebro,
it
yes.
It was Ebro, Flex, myself, Cypher Sounds, Angie Martinez.
Oh, this is Hot 97.
Right.
I was on two episodes.
You were? You were on episodes? What'd you do?
I think Cypher Sounds was doing like a coffee thing one episode.
Yeah. You remember that? And you were interning?
Yeah, I was the guy he came up to. I was on the street team at that time.
Wow.
Look at that. That's full circle.
All coming together.
A very young, new at the station, Laura Stiles was on the show.
Well, now Michael's.
Yeah, he might be in. Miss Info, the great Miss Info. It was a who's who. We had our special guests were incredible. We had an episode that Kanye appeared on. We had
a hood over his face. No, a black
this was
hood?
10 years ago.
So he was different then.
He did not wear a hood then. He Macklemore was on
episode. Sensori there?
Macklemore was on?
He Sensori. She was like 10 years old.
She's not 20 years old.
Well, whatever. He didn't know her. We had a Mike Tyson episode, a Macklemore episode, an Iggy Azalea show.
Well, what happened to the show?
It lasted for one season and got canned.
Word to Sayre.
VH1.
How does it not stay on?
Because it wasn't great. It was good. It had funny moments, but the problem was their intention at first was it to actually be a reality show. And then us and the one showrunner, the lovely man who's done really well on TV, a guy named Ian Gelfand, he was our showrunner. Us, the stars of the show, and him were like, we're not doing a reality show. We're just going to make this funny. Like, we're not going to try to hype up beef within the radio station. We're going to make this straight up The Office and just pretend. And that's what we did. But the problem was you're dealing with the network who was trying to edit it to still force it into being a reality show. And it just didn't work. But there are episodes that are damn funny. If I do say so myself. Should watch it.
Spinal.
Oh, here's a good evening, Dave.
And this college student at Princeton walks by and says, "Go Birds." My reaction was, "Your mother."
Now,
unbelievable.
Now, it's one thing for us to find that out through a third party.
Mm-hmm. And he's proud, though.
And Dave be maybe embarrassed, deny, and then eventually admit that he did it. He tells the story.
Proudly.
As if people are going to go, "Man, you are so cool. You're the best, well, Dave.
Let me
you're
ask
such
you a question,
super fan."
Because I think you know Dave well. And I want, this is a hard question.
Okay.
Okay? There's two things going on. He is close to being institutionalized.
We know that.
Or this is all a play.
No, it's not a play. I wish it was a play for him.
So you think he really does
no,
this stuff?
I believe the motivation, as sick as it is, and as useless as it is, his motivation is he wants to be known as the greatest Giant fan on the face of the earth. He doesn't want to be known as a great talk show host, not a great father, not a great husband, not a great friend. If his lasting memory on this planet is there was no bigger Giant fan than him, he would be in bliss.
Rawr!
That's his ultimate. So he tells those stories as if like proof. This is how big a Giant fan I am. That this is what I do. The lengths I go. I'm being serious. I think that's it. Because why else would he tell these stories with pride? He should be embarrassed.
Ashamed.
Mortified.
And I don't get how being at that level makes him a better fan than everybody else.
And I just, but at the expense of embarrassing your son, first of all, going to Princeton in a Giant t-shirt.
That's sad. It's unfortunate.
And then, you know, saying your mother to a matriculating student.
A matriculating student, for God's sake.
Who's going to be his boss one day because he's an Ivy League student.
That's a good point.
I don't know, Ben. I would think Ben's probably very intelligent and can get into Princeton. He might have cost him a chance to go.
You can't make that.
This is like the Jeff Van Gundy stuff. He makes leaps.
I got to tell you, that's too big a leap.
Do I want to go on record and say that the kid's stupid? No.
That's another leap. That's another leap, but I'm just saying, you can't assume. Princeton is so hard at this point.
But why not leap positive?
How about you say it like this?
I've met his mom. It's not impossible.
I would like to believe that he could go there. That would be great.
Yeah, why would you drive to Princeton? I mean, they live a long way
from
Princeton.
Well, that's the interesting question, too, is you got to be actually sitting at like a 4-0 unweighted. At this point, from what I hear about how hard college is.
To even step on the campus.
4-0 unweighted. If they still score SATs the way they did when we were kids, you're talking about a 1,500 SATs.
Probably higher.
Higher than 1,500?
Because the top is 1,600.
I'm aware.
1,500's not getting into Princeton.
Oh, well,
it's got to be 1,560, 1,580.
You think you didn't? No.
Oh, yeah.
I think. Let me put it this way. I think if you have a stacked, weighted AP everything, international baccalaureate, you were the president of your class, blah, 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 and you get a 1510, I think you can still sniff Princeton.
I don't know.
I think once you get over 15, Michael, you're in rarefied air.
I'm not sure, Peter.
Let's be honest. But what do we know? We have yo-yo scores.
Well, I was 1280.
No, I think you said we're the same. I think you were 1260.
1260.
Yeah, we're yo-yos. We're not in the conversation of 1500.
Well, I got accepted into Columbia.
Did you really?
Yeah. On the waiting list. Then I got in.
Really? Mm-hmm. What a joke Columbia was at that time.
Oh, my God.
I mean, no, it's for 1260. They're
some might say
that.
Now they are.
Not, well, some would. But they're better than that. 1260?
Oh, I went to one of the best high schools in the country.
So do you have a 4-0?
No, I had a 92.
92 in 12 Columbia.
Wow.
That's a long time ago.
That's Ivy League of Jace now.
Not Ivy League of Jace. It's just Ivy League.
No, but I'm saying with those to get in.
Oh, no. That's a Ivy League of Jace.
But Bronx Science
that might
is
not get
incredibly
you in,
hard.
That won't get you into Michigan anymore.
It got me into Columbia.
Not back then. But I'm saying it wouldn't anymore. You don't think there's a chance you'd get in anymore?
Of course I would.
To Columbia with a 92 and a 1260? You got to stop.
Sports editor of school
yourself.
Paper.
Oh, congratulations.
You know what? Bronx Science is one of the most prestigious high schools in the country.
I'm telling you.
And you know what? They have a Hall of Fame. You know who's in that Hall of Fame? This bearded freak.
Yeah, but you weren't then.
But those aren't Ivy League.
The numbers aren't getting you there anymore.
It was then.
No, but that's all I'm saying is now.
So what?
Did
we get smarter?
I don't know.
There's evidence we've gotten dumber.
Every school, if we were to take all, we could do the rest of the segment from people calling up and saying, "I went to Rutgers, my kid's never going to get in." Or, "I went to Maryland, my kid's not getting in." This is what's happened to all the schools that were like considered pretty good are really hard. And the ones that were really hard are impossible. North Carolina, don't even send your application. Duke, jump off a bridge. These you're not getting in. That's how hard these things have gotten. I'm not kidding.
That's terrible.
But then,
by the way, if you get in, Don, it's going to cost you $80,000 a year.
But then there's also been a drop-off from some schools. I mean, because Fordham, me, Breen, and look at Pusick.
Now it's the Pusick. Yeah. You know, that's a tough run for them. It's a tough run.
He doesn't get paid enough for that abuse. You want to abuse people. Get abuse people that...
You know, the Pusick was born on the Roseau campus.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Did you start the Pusick back then?
Yeah.
Did you really?
Can you imagine the poor Jesuits who had to deal with that?
It was a lot for them. It really was.
Wait, how long have you been sporting the Pusick?
6 years? 7 years?
7 years.
7 years of Pusick. That's my eighth book.
And no explanation for anyone on what's going on.
Just because.
It's a big hairy wart.
But it's not that long. You've been on the show longer than he's had the Pusick.
But
he hasn't been here the whole time we're on the show.
I'm saying 7 years is nothing.
But 7 years for a look. A pretty original look. And the answer is simply, I got no idea.
We got a bat out of it.
There's a big, hairy wart under there. Disfiguring wart.
That's what you think.
And you know what? And then I buy it. Then keep the Pusick.
Because nobody wants to see that.
Right. Thing. Nobody wants that unless there's a reason.
I had a 2020 on the SATs. A 32 on the ACT.
A 2020? We don't even know what that means.
The three scores. They went back to the two scores again because they don't think grammar and writing means anything anymore.
So they're back to 1600.
To 1600 again.
Yeah, there was a run of like 10 years where the scores made no sense. Nothing makes you feel older than not even understanding how the scoring system works.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
I would get so nervous taking the SATs.
You know what? Speaking of...
I told you my situation.
You cheated?
No. The reason I don't even remember, I think my first score was a 980, and I had to go back in because I went to an old-boys school for 4 years. There were girls. So I had to go to Ridgewood High School to do it on a Saturday afternoon. I'd say 75% of the people were women. And I was focused on that, and I got a terrible grade.
What a degenerate.
Don't worry,
I'm
Don.
I'm a degenerate.
Concentrate on the most important test of your life?
Don.
Because there's a woman sitting there?
You went to a boys' school.
Yeah.
Did you ever saw a woman before?
Well, hold on. You can't even weigh in on this, considering you hadn't even thought of a woman yet by the time you took the SATs.
No. Unless you're a high school.
That whole summer, my dad, I had a PC Junior. Remember those?
Sure.
It was like a big computer. And one of the video games was Bird versus Dr. J was one of the but he had a whole big SAT test thing. I did it all summer long and I was ready.
And but they didn't put a woman next to you.
But I lost focus. I'll tell you what I was thinking of off the air. I was obsessed with it. But then I took it back and I don't remember it was probably like 1100 and something or whatever. I'm not as smart as you guys. I admit that.
And Don Michael was just thinking about Thurman Munson.
Peter, you can at least empathize with my situation, right?
Of course.
It's stupid. I get it.
No, it's not.
But I was 18 years old.
You would be that distracted? It's not like they were sitting there naked. Well, they had clothes on.
Yeah, but they never saw girls.
He never saw girls?
Well, if it's not, they're not in your school. Did you party with girls at all in high school?
Well, the Mary
they weren't girls at Clixie Pond?
It was Gypsy Pond. Clixie's was across the street. You got all mixed up.
Yeah, come on. You pulled together.
I dated. But I was not in a classroom atmosphere with girls.
This is distressing.
No, it's not. Think about it. 4 years.
I
and now I'm in a classroom atmosphere. It's distracting. I should have done better.
Please do it.
Don't be above me with your eyes open. You would have been fantasizing about making out with your eyes open.
He wouldn't. No, it was no, 17. He wasn't even thinking about making out yet, Don. He was thinking about making out
17
with
17 I was. That was the last year of high school. Because I skipped a grade.
Right. If there was a Yankee day game, he would have been more distracted than I was.
Yeah.
So, speaking of high school, the Manasquan Board of Education is heading to court.
I don't blame them.
To halt Saturday's NJSIAA Group 2 championship game as it seeks legal relief in the aftermath of the Manasquan boys basketball team's controversial loss to Camden in Tuesday's Group 2 semi. In other words, they're trying to block the championship game because of what happened. Game officials, if you haven't seen it yet, they ruled that the shot came after the buzzer, giving Camden a 46-45 victory. However, if you've seen the video, the ball was out of the player's hand with 0.6 seconds, which doesn't sound like a lot, but in terms of it being a close call, it's not very close.
But I will tell you one thing you're leaving out. The initial call on the court was the shot was good.
Right.
Then the other two officials huddled and they waved it off. Now, since it's the last play of the game, why can't they give the title chance to Manasquan? Why? You've got video. The initial call was that it was good. That was overturned by the other two officials. So if you have video that tells you that Manasquan won, then they should represent Jersey in that championship on Saturday.
I agree.
It just seems like a very easy fix.
And then they go, oh, it's not fair to the kids from Camden. Sorry, you lost.
Well, no. By the way, if it's not fair because they've gotten to think that they won for the last couple of days, you may be right. That is tough to do that to high school kids. That's your fault.
Yeah.
You guys did that.
It's tougher to do to the other kids that got it taken away.
Right, because the kids from Camden are going to watch the tape and know.
Ill-gotten gains.
They know.
And you know what? That's what's also unfair. I'm glad you brought that up. Because now Camden is always going to be looked upon as the team that stole the championship. Like, if they go on and win the whole thing,
it's going to have an asterisk.
People are going to be like, oh, you're the team. You're the team. They're going to probably get booed in games, which is also unfair because they didn't do anything wrong. So now they've got to wear the scarlet letter of the ignorance from these officials. It's the last play of the game. Everybody's seen it. Everybody's seen it talked about everywhere. Why can't they just reverse it? Who would complain? Like, would anybody from Manasquan say, that you took it away from us.
Camden.
Camden, how can you say that?
I know. That's the thing. I can't see who from Camden. The way that they really blew it is now by continuing to wait.
Right.
They make it harder each day.
Well, they want to wait because then once it goes to Saturday, then it's all
then it's
point.
Over. Yeah. But they're making it worse in terms of the idea that you could reverse it, because if they reversed it the next day, all right, it's tough, but you do it. Now, the Camden kids are all obviously preparing for this game on Saturday. They got to go play. It was a botch job.
And it's ugly when it's got to go to court. Everybody ends up losing. It's just so bad. Honestly.
I would have a little bit of a problem if the call on the court was it didn't count. Because they don't have instant replay in high school.
Right.
The initial call from that one official was it counted. And then it got overturned. The video now shows you the overturn was wrong. So go back to the original call. That's all. Let them go to the championship
game. By the
way,
it seemed like they made the call pretty quick, the reversal. You'd think you could have taken like a little bit longer and probably heard from someone else being like, hey, guys, it was definitely good. You know what I mean? I know that's not technically the three of them should be the ones that decide, but there are other officials there watching the game. I'm surprised someone wouldn't step in and go, guys, that was not close. Because, listen, 0.6 seconds doesn't sound like a lot, but if you watch basketball, guys, you know that the ball coming out with 0.6 seconds is plenty of time. So, not what you want. I'll say that much right now.
Say it.
Not what you want. Let's hear it. Michael, you've talked a lot about J.J. McCarthy. You're not impressed.
I don't think he's a top five quarterback.
Oh, here's Mike Greenberg.
The value in this draft, I believe, is going to become McCarthy. I don't think teams are trading up to get Marvin Harrison Jr. because Rome Odunze, I think there are going to be teams in the NFL who think he's just as good. Malik Nabers, I think there are teams in the NFL who are going to think he's just as good, or at least close enough that I'm willing to take a bunch of, Arizona and the Chargers, trade back a little bit, a few picks, still get a really good wide receiver, and get a bunch more stuff. Teams are going to look at the Giants as the team they have to get in front of, and so I believe five is the pressure point for J.J. McCarthy.
I don't.
You're not seeing it.
Well, maybe they see it and it will be five, but I'd be surprised. By the way, the Manasquan head coach is going to be on with Dan Gross at 7:30 following our show.
Really?
Yeah.
Good job.
That's a good... I'm actually interested to hear what he has to say.
You want to drive home with me? We'll listen to the call?
I think... No. Peter can get home in time for 7:30. We get off at 6:30.
I got therapy. I got therapy.
Really,
how long is therapy? What time's therapy?
7:30.
How long does that take?
90 minutes.
Oh, my God.
I'm sure it'll be available to listen to tomorrow.
On the podcast.
On the podcast, yes.
Yeah. I'd like to hear.
You know what? Maybe you and the therapist could listen.
You know what I might do? Might even play a piece tomorrow during ENN. What are your thoughts?
I love it.
Because you do... It's always hard to decide when you say enough is enough, too. I always found that to be
therapy?
Really... by the way, yeah, my My bank account would ask that question as well. No, but in terms of protesting things in general, like a loss, for example, like when do you go, okay, well, I'm not going to say which way I was leaning in the 2000 election. But if you remember, there was a big back and forth about who won the election and hanging chads and things of that nature. And a lot of people got to the point, I thought relatively quickly, of being like, hey, shut up, enough is enough. It counts. That's what they decided. It counts. But where do you draw that line?
I don't think these things should end up in court. As important as it is for these kids, should court be taking up time?
So they should be decided on court, not in court.
Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
That's...
They don't give these jobs to chimps.
No, because they don't speak.
I think we covered a lot of big ground today. The Broncos are releasing all-pro safety Justin Simmons.
Ran in place today.
Carl Anthony Towns is being evaluated for a meniscus injury.
That doesn't and help anybody.
And guess what? The Nets have ruled out Ben Simmons for the remainder of the season due to the ongoing back issue.
Quite a trade.
It just stops them from having to say he's out tonight. He's out tonight. He's out tonight.
He's out this year.
Yeah, doesn't it make it a little bit easier in that way? That'll do it for ENN on this Thursday evening. It was brought to you by Security Dodge. Shop 24/7 at SecurityDodge.com during their Dodge Power Shot Days Jeep Celebration event and Ram Truck Month. And, of course, Mike Tyson and Jake Paul, July 20th. We covered a lot. You can hear it on the podcast, including our convo with Ariel Helwani.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.